Now, the rest of the story. Otis Hall was a sick man. A physical injury had led to an ulcer, a serious ulcer. In those days prior to the turn of the century, there were no doctors in Spokane capable of treating Otis's specific malady. So this Washington banker, fearful of the consequences should his ulcer get worse, traveled to Chicago and to what was then one of the most respected specialist practices in the nation, that of Dr. James McFatrich and his brother, Dr. George McFatrich. You say you have never heard of the McFatrich brothers. Well, I'm not surprised. But you'll never forget them after you've learned the rest of the story. Otis Hall had been in the doctor's waiting room for only a short while. Before being summoned into the inner office, Dr. James shook Otis's hand, said, "Let's have a look." And when the examination was over, Dr. George was called in. It was a good thing that Otis had come to them when he did, the doctors agreed. For had he let this ailment go unattended much longer, the damage might have been considerable, maybe permanent. So, the physician brothers prescribed a course of treatment which included a medication of which Otis had never heard. It was called buffered isotonic collyrium. "What is that?" Otis wanted to know. Well, the doctors told Otis, never mind. It would help get him well, and that was all that mattered. And it did. It helped Otis Hall get well. In fact, the McFatrich brothers subsequently treated Otis's ailing infant son. And the child was also given buffered isotonic collyrium. And he, too, got well. So by now, Otis was a believer, not only in the skill of these two fraternal specialists, but in the compound that they were using, this buffered isotonic collyrium. And when he, Otis, discovered that the McFatrich brothers regularly prescribed the preparation for their patients, he became particularly curious. "Where did the brothers purchase this concoction?" asked Otis. Well, it should have come as no surprise that Dr. James and Dr. George were making it themselves. "Why, this medication ought to be on the market," Otis declared. But the brothers said no. It is not recalled precisely why. But Drs. James and George McFatrich resisted Otis's suggestion, even after Otis offered to handle the manufacture and the distribution himself, and even after Otis Hall went home to Spokane and continued corresponding with the brothers, persistently urging them, please, to market their preparation for the greatest good of the greatest number. But you know, it took 7 years. It took 7 years to convince the doctors McFatrich, and yet convince them Otis did. And today there is scarcely anyone in the civilized world who has not become acquainted with the result of their persistence. For Otis Hall's ulcer had been the result of an extraordinary injury. His chestnut gelding horse had swished his tail and had scratched the cornea of Otis's eye. It was a corneal ulcer, potentially sight-threatening, that had brought Otis to the doctor's McFatrich, and thus had introduced him to the home-concocted compound called buffered isotonic collyrium, which has been renamed since murine. And now you know the rest of the story.